Okay, welcome to February 18th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1878, Lincoln County War begins. General store monopoly, including Lawrence Murphy, James Dolan, John Kinney, and Sheriffs William Brady and Pat Garrett, v. the regulators, Dick Brewer, Frank McNabb, and Doc Scurlock. Oh yeah, and Billy the Kid. The result of the war? Suppression of the regulators. Murphy and Dolan ran the only cattle store in the area called The House until Alexander McSweeney and a young Englishman named John Tunstall came in and tried to step on their monopoly. The Nolan Murphy gang were already unpopular in the New Mexico area since they controlled cattle prices to ranchers and farmers as well as large contracts with the U.S. government. Tunstall, on the other hand, had a friend named John Chisholm who owned a very large supply of cattle in the area and began competing with the Nolan Murphy business at The House. This nearly led to immediate violence. In fact, Dolan attempted to provoke Tunstall into a gunfight, but Tunstall backed down, instead hiring the regulators as bodyguards. Since The House had strong political ties, they were able to obtain a court order demanding that Tunstall turn over some of his horses to pay an old debt. When Tunstall refused, Sheriff Brady dispatched a posse led by Deputy William Morton to take them by force. Tunstall stood up to the posse and, as a result, on February 18, 1878, got a bullet hole in the head, right in front of Billy the Kid. Billy and the regulators waged war against the Nolan Murphy gang, which ended with 19 people dead, including McSweeney and Sheriff Brady. Lincoln County became a war zone until 1878, when newly appointed Governor Lew Wallace offered amnesty to those who surrendered peacefully as long as they weren't already under indictment, which either included or excluded Billy the Kid, depending on what you read. 1856, the Know Nothing Party convenes in Philadelphia. AKA the American Party, the Know Nothings began in the 1840s as an anti-immigration and anti-Irish Roman Catholic party of native Protestants who felt that their economy was being threatened. The Order of the Star-Spangled Banner and the Order of the United Americans were formed within this group, and when asked by the press about their political goals, they were told to claim to know nothing. By 1852, the Know Nothing Party gained political momentum, and conservatives, who neither supported pro- nor anti-slavery movements, found a place in this American Party. On February 18, 1856, they convened in Philly and nominated Millard Fillmore for their choice for president. But by 1856, the party split. Anti-slavery Know-Nothingers would defer to the newly formed Republican Party, and pro-slavery Know-Nothingers to the Democratic Party. Fillmore only carried one state, which was Maryland, in the election of 1865, and the party dissolved. 1885. Mark Twain publishes The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Few stories represent America as well as this book did, but don't take my word for it. Ernest Hemingway himself mentioned that this marked the beginning of American literary history. It's controversial to this day. While Twain, or Samuel Clemens, as he's called in real life, is under fire from African-American groups for being racist in its illustration of black people and using the N-word about 3 million times in the book. While ironically, the book was a strong criticism of racism and slavery in general. The story was a direct sequel to Twain's The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. And that is it for February 18th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.